Good evening and welcome to Africa News Tonight from the English to Africa service of the Voice of America, your source for Pan-African news and world developments. I'm Kim Lewis in Washington.
And I'm Yehi Suhib, and coming up this hour on Africa News Tonight.
This is Africa News Tonight on the Voice of America.
Have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this
That's U.S. President-elect Donald Trump giving his victory speech in New York. Details will be coming up.
Also, many Africans were surprised by Donald Trump's victory in today's U.S. elections, especially since opinion polls had shown Hillary Clinton with a steady but modest lead over the New York billionaire.
We'll have these stories and more coming up ahead on Africa News Tonight.
Our top story this hour, in one of the greatest political upsets in U.S. political history, Republican Donald Trump has defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton early today and will become the 45th president of the United States in January. Trump stunned the favored Clinton by winning several key states that traditionally vote Democratic. The results sent shockwaves around the country and around the world. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has more from Washington.
It was a scene few could imagine just a few hours earlier. Donald Trump, trailing in the polls for much of the campaign, emerging victorious in a presidential result that stunned the nation and the world.
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us. It's about us. On our victory, and I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard.
Trump quickly moved to strike a note of conciliation after a long and bitter campaign that has divided the country.
Now it's time for America to bind the wounds of division. We have to get together. To all Republicans and Democrats and independents across this nation, I say it is time for us to come together as one united people.
Trump also had a message for leaders in countries abroad, many of whom no doubt had expected a Clinton victory just a few hours earlier.
I want to tell the world community that while we will always put America's interests first, we will deal fairly with everyone, all people and all other nations. We will seek common ground, not hostility, partnership, not conflict.
Hillary Clinton did not make a public concession speech. It fell to campaign chairman John Podesta to address disappointed supporters who were expecting to celebrate at a New York convention hall.
I know you've been here a long time. And it's been a long night, and it's been a long campaign. But I could say we can wait a little longer, can't we?
Republicans also retain control of both the Senate and the House of Representatives. Trump won key battleground states, including Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, and even Wisconsin, which last voted Republican in 1984. Trump won with a surge of support from white working-class voters, says expert David Schultz on Skype.
And what Trump has been very good at doing is bringing out non-traditional voters, which are hard to figure out in terms of polling, if they're going to show up. Second, there's been what I call sort of the enthusiasm gap. The people who like Trump really like Trump and are turning out to vote. The people who support Clinton aren't quite as enthusiastic.
Trump now prepares for a presidential transition and an inauguration in January that even some of his supporters doubted would ever happen. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
As Donald Trump's election victory was announced today, VOA journalists in cities around Africa went out to get reaction, the good, the bad, and the ambivalent. From Nairobi, Jill Craig reports.
Like in the United States, feelings about President-elect Donald Trump's election win are mixed in Africa. In Kenya, where President Obama has familial roots, many were hoping that Hillary Clinton could carry on his legacy.
I think it was expected, because I don't think America was ready for a female president just yet. We were really hoping that Clinton would win, but it was also expected for Trump to win.
This social activist in Ghana says she would have loved to have seen the first female U.S. president.
Not only is it that she's a woman, she's a competent woman. And the fact that millions, well, 48% of Americans believe that she's not the better person for the job, it scares me.
Charles Aboun, an international relations expert in Cameroon, says that Trump's victory shows that people can get it wrong.
Donald Trump's victory is a simple translation that you can have 40 or 50 years of experience, but you need what they call useful experience instead of useless experience. Because if you look at the caliber of a lady who was in front of him in the election and all those who backed her, it was another translation that majority is not always right.
Some, like Francis Kwame in Ivory Coast, are worried about how Trump's victory might affect Africa directly.
Ça va peut-être freiner l'immigration de peut-être sans doute des pays africains.
He says it might slow down immigration, probably from African countries toward the U.S. It is going to make it more difficult. Really, I'm not happy that he won. Nigerian Remy Panak is also concerned about Trump's rhetoric.
What was he saying during his speech when he was campaigning? He said he's going to take all Muslims and all blacks out of USA. And it's very, like, obvious that he's a racist. And then if he takes Muslims out, if he sends all the black people out of the country, then things will just not go well.
But in South Africa, where student protests brought universities to a halt in the past several months, at least one student says he's got other things to worry about.
Trump does not affect my life. If Trump can come here and fix the fees that are falling in my country, then I will support him. If as long as he's not doing anything that will affect me as an African boy, I don't care about Trump.
A Congolese newspaper reported the news as simply the Trump surprise, while a popular Senegalese website displayed a photo of Trump with a headline playing on the president-elect's last name and the French verb se tromper, to make a mistake. But an administrative worker in Dakar tries to remain optimistic about America's choice of president. He says, I am a little disappointed because I supported Hillary Clinton, but I see that the people of the U.S. have chosen their president. Donald Trump is not bad. The essential is that the people are a little unhappy to hear this, but maybe there will be change. Keith Bainanrobe was active in Uganda's opposition during his country's presidential elections earlier this year. He says he is excited because he believes Trump will stand up to Africa's dictators.
Joyous. I jumped off my feet in celebration. I was so joyous, and I'm still, I don't know, it's unbelievable. I'm sure the economy will be better than it is right now. And I trust him because he's a businessman. He's going to change everything. And but the main point is he's going to help us change this regime that we're tired of.
And Stanley, a history teacher in Kinshasa who preferred not to give his last name, says that regardless of winner, the American election cycle sets a good example for other countries.
Il y a deux leçons que je tire, moi en tant que Congolais, en tant qu'Africain.
He says the lessons which I draw as a Congolese citizen, as an African, is that it's a handover of power, clean and clear, without problem. Mrs. Clinton has even called Trump to congratulate him. African leaders and politicians in Kenya, South Africa, Uganda, Tanzania, Burundi, DRC, and Somalia, to name a few, have already sent or tweeted messages to Trump, congratulating him on his victory. Malik Obama, President Obama's half-brother, has also congratulated Trump. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Thank you, Jill. Well, as people across the globe woke up to a different world today with news that American voters have elected Donald Trump as the next U.S. president. It's being called the Earth's most watched event since World War II, a change that will transform U.S. policy and America's position in the world. As reporter Josephine McKenna found, many world leaders made no secret of their preference for the Democratic Party's candidate, Hillary Clinton. She had served as U.S. Secretary of State and was a known entity to Europe's leaders. However, other European leaders are saying it was time for a change.
Well, I think it's fair to say that most European leaders are reeling at this news and were quite shocked when they woke up to see the results. Top officials at the European Union have invited Donald Trump to Europe for an urgent US-EU summit. The head of the European Parliament, President Martin Schulz, predicted it would be harder for the EU to deal with this new administration. A little bit of embarrassment perhaps for German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who was very closely aligned with Hillary Clinton. And she made a statement saying, although Germany and America are connected by common values, she offered this future president a close working relationship. However, it's important to remember that Donald Trump publicly attacked Angela Merkel, the German Chancellor, for her approach to refugee policy and ridiculed her through his tweets, even holding her responsible for the Paris attacks. It's also a little embarrassing for the Italian Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi, who several times aligned himself publicly with Hillary Clinton. He has come out with a statement today congratulating Donald Trump, wishing him all the best, and saying this is a starting point for the international community. But the French president, François Hollande, said that he saw the win as opening up a period of uncertainty and really emphasised that France needs to be stronger and Europe needs to be more united. So we're seeing some really interesting reactions across Europe today.
Other interesting reactions are from some of the right-wing leaders and populists. What are they saying?
Well, we saw an immediate reaction from Marine Le Pen, the head of the French National Front movement, congratulating Donald Trump, saying that his victory was a great positive for the American people. We saw strong reactions coming from Hungary, Germany. There was very strong reaction from the anti-immigrant Northern League in Italy, the leader welcoming the election, and also from Italy's populist movement, the Five Star Movement. Beppe Grillo, the former comedian, immediately sent out a message saying that it proved that journalists and intellectuals were demagogues and anchored to a world that no longer exists. So it's interesting that Trump has attracted this popular reaction from the right and the populist movements across Europe who are kind of rebelling against the establishment in various countries.
And you touched a little bit earlier on the refugee and migrant crisis. And actually, what are people saying regarding this crisis?
To say at this point, but the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Parolin, today told Vatican Radio that perhaps we'd see a change in Donald Trump's strong stance against immigration. He said, let's wait and see how the future president reacts. Normally, he says, a candidate says one thing and another once he becomes president. And that's particularly interesting because will we see Donald Trump pitted against Pope Francis? As we know, Pope Francis has taken a very strong stance against the construction of any walls to fight the global refugee crisis on several occasions. He provoked a political storm in February on his return from a visit to Mexico when he said Trump was not Christian for pledging to build a border wall between the US and Mexico. And Trump immediately hit back at that, saying that the Pope was disgraceful for questioning his faith. So it will be interesting to see what sort of relationship the new president will build, not only with the Vatican, but with other European leaders.
Also, I understand Pope Francis has issued a statement. What has the Vatican said about Trump's winning the presidency of the US?
The Vatican's highest-ranking diplomat, Cardinal Pietro Parolin, congratulated Donald Trump, saying that this was an expression of the American people. He also said that the Vatican would be praying for Donald Trump to be a great leader, to take control of his administration.
That was reporter Josephine McKenna. She spoke with me from Rome.
Past the hour, you are listening to African News Tonight on The Voice of America. Many Africans were surprised by Donald Trump's victory in today's U.S. elections, especially since opinion polls had shown Hillary Clinton with a steady but modest lead over the New York billionaire. John Stromlau is a professor of international relations at the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, South Africa. He's also worked as a foreign affairs expert in conflict resolution and deadly conflict, international relations with the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Commission. He told reporter William Eagle that in recent provincial and municipal elections, South Africans also surprised long governing elites. They were rejected and replaced in many areas with opposition politicians.
We just had here in South Africa in August local elections, which were a shocker to the ANC because they went for the opposition. Now, that was because service delivery at the local level was inadequate. The voters in rural America and the Rust Belt who are so alienated from Washington, as is a majority of Americans, it appears from the now dubious opinion polling, that kind of being alienated from your capital leads to an easy rejectionist vote of the status quo and a vote for change. And that's something that the national elected officials in this country are struggling to understand. But there is a parliamentary system here in place that allows for minority parties and a lot more perhaps resilience and adaptability to demands locally expressed, and it's a smaller country. The U.S. is really very, very large, and the federal system prevents that kind of thing, except among legislatures. And the paradox of American democracy is that the voters keep sending the same representatives and senators back to Washington time and time again because there's somebody they know and they feel they can get their appeals voiced to, at least, even if not always, their satisfaction. So somehow this rejection of the president or the incumbency, that is to say the Democrats or Hillary Clinton, was expressed at a one-off thing like the Brexit votes.
Is it surprising to Africans or to yourself that the U.S. system could put forward as the two major candidates two people with very high negatives in terms of public opinion polls?
Here I try to say to South Africans, look, there was a constitutional bargain in 1789. It's had some historic legacy effects on the possibility for reforming and making the country more of a modern democracy. And that therefore there are a lot of rigidities built into it that produce a situation which I can explain in highly particularistic terms, how we got the weak candidate array and how Trump was able to leverage his public personality as a reality TV star into a constituency strong enough to at least get him elected president. Whether they'll keep him as president and whether he can govern effectively are a whole set of untested propositions because he's had no experience. And Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, it's hard to mobilize the $2 billion necessary for a campaign. And there is a momentum that goes for having run once before in both parties, and she was able to capitalize on that. It is not a recommendation for fledgling democracies to follow. They need to have a more supple and responsive and, I think, proportionally representative governments to adapt to the changes and pressures confronting them. And they have to do this with their partners in the region. This is a big and complicated argument, but I don't want to rule out the only alternative government that really is sustainable for peace and development, which is democracy. But it's under a lot of strain in Africa and now in the United States and in Europe.
That was Professor John Strimlau of the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, South Africa. He spoke with reporter William Eagle.
Well, the polarization that characterized the long presidential campaign continued on election night itself as news of Donald Trump's stunning victory coursed through the overflow crowds in New York City's Times Square. Many thousands of people had gathered at that landmark location to watch the results. VOA's Adam Phillips was there and spoke with some people in the crowd to get their reaction.
When news of Donald Trump's victory flashed on the huge electric banners of Times Square in the early hours of Wednesday morning, one might have expected Bronx-born Anthony Mendez to be shouting for joy or smiling at the very least. Instead, the face underneath the red Trump campaign cap was thoughtful, even subdued.
I hope he keeps his promises, to be honest, you know, because I really don't like Hillary because too many lies and too many stuff in her background, you know. So I'm hoping he turns his country around and brings us back to where we were a while ago.
What kind of a world do you hope for that will return?
When he said America should come first, I agree with that. You know, we should take care of our veterans, homeless people, take care of our bridges, our airports, because like he said, you know, it's like a third world country here, you know.
And you think he's the man to do that?
I hope he's the man to do that, to be honest.
Mere meters away, Mike Cherry of Queens, New York, felt no hope.
My reaction is horror. I hate Trump. I don't think he's going to do anything that he says. He just talks about everything's going to be great, and we're going to build the wall, and we're going to get rid of this and get rid of that. You know, I mean, it sounds good what he says, but he doesn't really have a plan, which scares me.
That's okay with Nathan Kwadade of Ghana, because he believes God has a plan. In it, Clinton was divinely destined to lose, and Trump would win, all by divine design.
I'm speaking from a biblical perspective as a Christian.
Okay.
And I've heard a lot of prophecies from well-respected men of God who prophesied this happening.
Trump would win.
That Trump will win. You know, they talk about Trump being the trumpet to usher in Christ, and then Pence for American repenting. So this is like, you know, more or less God ordained.
So you see him sort of as a holy man?
Not necessarily. You know, God can use anybody. You don't have to be holy. You just have to be available. So, you know, we live to see.
Religion was also a theme for Hira Azar's reaction to the election results. She currently has legal resident status. But as a Pakistani Muslim, she's unsure she'll be permitted to become an American citizen under a President Trump.
I don't call it Islamophobia. That's the name that's given to what he thinks about Muslims all over the world. And it doesn't stem so much from fear. It stems more from ignorance.
What do you think he thinks?
That's based on the premise that he thinks. I don't think he thinks. He just plays into the people's fear that because an American population thinks that, oh, Islam is bad. Muslims are going to hurt them. And instead of educating the population into what the right or wrong is between such an idea, he plays and taps into that fear and projects it at an exaggerated level.
That concern was echoed by Ruben Baltabano, a 25-year-old Spanish-American.
Honestly, I'm petrified, not just for myself, but for all my brothers in the country that I love.
What about your poor sister?
I have a lot of friends who are undocumented. I have friends from all around the world, so now it's very unlikely that they'll get to stay. About 90% of the people I love are in peril of going.
Donald J. Trump has been president-elect for less than 24 hours, but one thing is already certain. His campaign promises and now his proposed policies are sure to be controversial and much talked about well into his administration and beyond. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.
And that wraps up this edition of Africa News Tonight. I'm Yehi Suhib in Washington.
And I'm Kim Lewis. And for all the latest developments on the continent 24/7, visit our website at voaafrica.com.
For listeners on VOA's Nairobi FM station, please stay tuned for the Swahili Evening News coming up at 16:30 UTC.
For all other listeners, please stay tuned to The Sunny Side of Sports. Tune in again at 1800 UTC for another edition of Africa News Tonight. On behalf of our producer, Bill Workinger, and our engineer, Nick Ivanoff, thanks for choosing the Voice of America.
I'm the next Straight Talk Africa. An in-depth look at the historic U.S. presidential election and how the results could change the political landscape in the United States. That's right here on the next Straight Talk Africa at 1830 UTC.
VOA News.
VOA.
When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.